Slide.
Yes, please.
I am bad about knocking things over.
我总是不小心会碰到东西。
I would hate to spill all the water.
我就不想把那所有的水都给洒出来。
It is nice to see Samuel and Daniel back for holiday.
很高兴看到那个 Daniel 和 Samuel 都放假回来了。
Any other students who are back for vacation?
有没有说从大学回来过感恩节的？
Well, glad to have you back and make them welcome this morning.
让他们欢迎他们两位，特别是 Sammy 刚第一次上大学。
Last year, a man by the name of A.J. Jacobs was sitting in his Starbucks drinking a cup of coffee.
去年呢，就是有一个叫雅各的人，他坐在他那个就是星巴克店里边，他自己的星巴克在那儿喝咖啡。
And when he was done, he went up to the barista and said, "Thank you for the cup of coffee."
然后他就结束完了喝完之后，他就到那个店员那儿说：“谢谢你们这个提供这么好的咖啡。”
And then he said,
然后他就说
"Who is your manager?"
他说：“你的经理是谁呢？”
She thought she was in trouble.
然后这个店员觉得他是不是有麻烦了？
But called the manager out.
然后他们就把那个经理叫出来。
And AJ said,
然后这位先生就说
"This lady served me a really good cup of coffee."
他说：“这位女士呢，给了我煮了特别好喝的咖啡。”
Thank you for hiring her.
谢谢你，就是雇她来这里工作。
She's a good worker.
她是一个很好的员工。
And then he said,
然后他继续说。
Where do you get your coffee?
你的咖啡是从哪儿来的呢？
Said, well, such and such a company roast it for us.
然后这个经理就说，什么什么公司帮我们把这咖啡烧，就是烘焙了。
Can you give me their address?
他说，你可以把他们的地址给我吗？
So he went to that company.
然后他又去那个公司。
And he said,
他对那个
烘焙公司说， I bought a cup of coffee at Starbucks last week, and it was really good.
我上个星期在星巴克呢，买了一杯咖啡，非常的好。
And they told me that you roasted it.
他们告诉我是你们就是把烘焙这个咖啡的。
Thank you for doing that.
谢谢你们的工作。
And then he said,
然后他又问他们，
Now, who supplies your beans?
那是谁供给你们这个咖啡豆呢？
You can figure out the story.
你就可以想象出来这故事怎么进行。
Takes a whole book to tell the story.
然后他就整整写了一本书来描述这个故事。
But he ended up on a coffee plantation in Central America.
然后他最后他就去了在中南美洲的一个咖啡庄园。
Saying to the workers on that plantation,
他就在对那个庄园的那些工人说，
I had a cup of coffee from the beans that you grew.
我在喝过就是你们种的这个咖啡豆的这个咖啡。
And it was really good.
那个咖啡非常好喝。
Thank you for doing such a good job of growing coffee beans.
谢谢你们种植了这么好的咖啡豆。
Well, when I started preparing for this morning, I knew it was Thanksgiving Sunday.
我知道今天是感恩节的星期天。
And I was going to talk to you about giving thanks.
本来是我是要决定说，大家都会期待我讲说给神。给神感谢。
But a couple of weeks ago, I learned that it's also Baptism Sunday.
然后呢，几个星期以前，我也知道今天会有受洗。
And I want to talk to our baptismal candidates this morning.
然后我就要准备要受洗的弟兄姐妹讲，姐妹们。
The rest of you can listen.
那个别人呢，你们就可以旁听。
But you see, we go to Starbucks and we buy a cup of coffee.
比如我们要去星巴克店，咖啡店，我们买那咖啡。
I had to go to Canada this week.
上个星期我去了加拿大。
It is much nicer weather in Florida than in Canada.
我们佛州的天气可是比加拿大好太多了。
So I drank a lot of coffee just to keep from freezing to death.
我在那里面呢就拼命的喝咖啡，不然我就要冻死了。
But we drink our cup of coffee and it costs $5.
在那边喝一杯咖啡呢，就是5块钱。
$4.
或者4块钱。
10 minutes work for us.
对我们来讲，大概4块钱、5块钱就是你10分钟的工作。
But a whole lot of people have done a lot to bring us that cup of coffee.
但是要喝到这杯咖啡，有很多的工人，很多的过程，他们要工作很多才能喝到这杯咖啡。
This week, my wife said.
这个星期，我太太对我说。
You know, next month is Christmas.
下个月就是圣诞节了。
I said, yeah.
我说知道。
Our children are coming home.
我们的孩子们都会回家。
I said, oh, that's nice.
我说那很好。
We need to have some presents.
我们需要准备礼物了。
I said, yeah, but they're grown.
我说没关系，但是是啊，但是他们都是大人了。
My wife won't accept that answer.
我太太可不接受这个答案。
They're still our children.
还是我们的孩子。
So she has already collected from them a Christmas list.
所以呢，她已经从他们要了一个他们想要的圣诞节礼物。
Bad news, parents.
坏对父母来讲是坏消息。
I thought at 18 you sent them away and you forgot about it.
我想十八岁你就把他们送出家了，不用管他们了。
It's time for them to bring me some presents.
现在就应该是他们给我带礼物回来。
But for my wife, no, it's still Christmas.
但是对我太太来讲，仍然是圣诞节。
So yesterday I was ordering Christmas presents from Amazon.
昨天呢，我就在亚马逊上面开始给他们订孩子们要的圣诞节礼物。
But as I ordered them.
但是在我在那下订单的时候。
You know, every gift costs someone some money.
你知道每一样礼物都需要有个人在那里为这个礼物付钱。
Someone has to pay for it.
有些人必须要为。
Unfortunately, in my family, it's me, but that's beside the point.
但是在我们家里面，不可惜不幸的是，我是要付账的那个人。但是这个不是我要讲的。
To you who are being baptized this morning,
今天你们要受洗的姐妹们。
For a few minutes, I want to show you something of the cost and what was involved in what is for you a free gift.
我就是想让你们能够看到说，这个礼物，这个受洗，它的代价是什么。
It cost us nothing.
对我们来讲，我们受洗，我们得到这份礼物，不需要花我们任何代价。
But it cost Jesus a great deal.
但是对耶稣却要付极大的代价。
First John 1 verse
7. 约翰一书一章七节这样讲到。
If we walk in the light as he is in the light.
如果我们像如同他神我们若是在光明中行，如同神在光明中行。
We have fellowship with one another.
就彼此相交。
And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
I want to show you this morning from the New Testament some pictures.Of what Jesus did when He cleansed us from all sin.
我就讲说，从第一世纪从新约里边来显示，为了洗净我们一切的罪，耶稣为我们做了什么。
I want to start in the temple, in the Jewish temple.
我们首先来到这个犹太人的这个圣殿。
The beginning of Jesus' ministry.
耶稣事工的起头。
John the Baptist sees Jesus coming towards him.
施洗约翰看到耶稣走来。
And he says,
然后他就说,
Behold the Lamb of God.
他说, 看哪, 神的羔羊,
who takes away the sin of the world.
除去世人罪孽的。
Now when the people heard John say that,
当他就旁边的人听到约翰这样讲的时候,
Look, the Lamb of God.
他们就看到说, 看哪, 神的羔羊。
They did not think of Mary had a little lamb.
他们可不是想说那个玛丽有个小羊羔那样的一首歌曲。
They weren't thinking about cute little lambs and sheep.
他们可不是想到那个可爱的小小的羊羔。
As soon as he said that,
当这个司洗约翰一这么讲的时候,
they thought about the temple.
他们马上就会想到圣殿。
Because on the Day of Atonement, once a year,
就是在每年的赎罪日。
Hundreds of thousands of Jewish people came to the temple.
成百上千上万的犹太人会到这个圣殿里。
Tens of thousands of lambs were sacrificed that day.
就是成千上万的这个祭牲在那一天被献祭。
A huge altar.
然后是一个巨大的一个祭坛。
Dozens of priests working.
然后是几十个祭司在那里工作。
The worshipper lays their hand on the head of the sheep.
敬拜者呢，就把他献祭者就把他的手放在那个祭牲的头上。
They say this lamb is dying for my sins.
他的意思就是说，这个羊羔是为了我的罪而死。
They cut its throat.
然后他们就把那个羊羔的喉咙给割断。
They drain the blood.
然后他们就把那个血给放
出来。They put the lamb on the altar.
然后他们接着就把那羊羔放在那个祭坛上。
There was a ditch.That ran with water to wash the blood out into the street.
那有一个在那个圣殿里面有一个沟，有个沟渠，这样子把那个用水把那些血都冲到街上。
People from that time said on the Day of Atonement, the bloody water was ankle deep as you walked into the temple.
历史书上就写，在那个时候呢，赎罪日那一天呢，你在街上的那个血水呢，都有大概到你的脚踝那里。
It was not pretty.
那个不是一个很美的图片。
They knew that God had said the soul that sins must die.
因为神说得很清楚，罪人必须要死。
Sin brings death.
罪带来死亡。
But God had said,
但是神又说,
I'm going to allow you to sacrifice a lamb that will die for your sin.
我允许就是你会献一个羊羔, 这个羊羔是为了你的罪而死。
And so when John says,
所以当约翰说,
Look,
看哪,
the Lamb of God,
神的羔羊,
who takes away the sins of the world,
除去世人罪孽的,
what they knew he meant was this.
那个当时的犹太人他们知道约翰讲的就是,
that is the one
那个就是那位,
who will die for my sins.
会为我的罪而死。
As you're baptized this morning,
当你今天早晨受洗的时候,
understand what it cost.
你要真正了解这个代价到底是什么。
The perfect Son of God,
这个完美无瑕的神的儿子,
faced a cross.
他面对的这个十字架,
he suffered agony.
他真的是受了极度的痛苦。
So that all of us here,
所以我们在座的所有的人,
could be forgiven.
我们可以被赦免。
In 1893, the World's Fair was held in Chicago.
1893年在芝加哥有世博会。
And one of the displays was what was called a Parliament of Religions.
它其中有一部分是讲到说世界那个宗教议会。
A big tent.
有一个很大的帐篷。
And each day, representatives of major religions would present what their religion believes.
每一天呢, 就会有一个主要的宗教的一个代表人在那里讲他们的信仰是什么, 他们的宗教是什么。
On one day, Joseph Cook, a pastor, was chosen to represent the Christian faith.
有一天呢, 就是这个叫约瑟库克, 他被这个牧师被选来去讲基督教。
He started by telling the story from Shakespeare of Macbeth.
他刚开始是以那个麦克白,莎士比亚的麦克白这个戏剧开始的。
He reminded them of the story of Lady Macbeth going through the castle at night trying to wash the blood, or hit Macbeth trying to wash the blood off his hands.
他就提醒他们在最后的时候麦克白夫人就在这个城堡里梦游然后就在那使劲的搓手好像要把他手上的血给洗掉。
Guilty of murder.
因为他呢是谋杀罪,他是谋杀了前国王。
And imagining every night that the blood is still.
然后他就每天晚上就觉得他手上还沾着那个国王的前面国王的血。
After telling the story, he turned to the Buddhist representative.
然后他讲完这个故事后,他就转向这个佛教的这个代表。
The Hindu, the Muslim.
还有这个印度教和这个穆斯林。
And he asked each of them,
他就问他们每一个人,
In your faith,
说在你的信仰当中,
is there anything that can take the blood from Macbeth's hands?
有没有什么东西可以把这个麦克白夫人手上的血可以给他洗掉?
They talked about reincarnation.
然后他们就讲到轮回, 这个印度教跟佛教,
karma.
然后讲到这个因果报应。
The Muslim representative talked about the sovereignty of God.
然后这个穆斯林呢, 就讲到, 这个神的主权。
And then Joseph Cook said,
然后这个约瑟库克牧师就说,
This is what the Christian faith says to Macbeth.
这个我们基督徒的信仰, 我们基督教的信仰, 会这样对麦克白夫人说,
There is a fountain filled with blood.
有一活泉充满宝血,
drawn from Emmanuel's veins.
从主肋旁流下,
and sinners plunge beneath that fountain.
罪人只要在此一洗,
lose all their bloody stains.
能除全身罪愆。
The blood of Jesus,
主耶稣的宝血,
cleanses us from all sin.
洗净我们一切的罪。
The language of the temple reminds us.
这个在圣殿的这个语境里,
every one of us were sinners.
我们每一个人都是罪人。
We were rebels against God's law.
我们是真的是违背神的律法, 是跟神作对的这个背叛者。
And that cost a death.
那个就会带来死亡。
Never take for granted what it costs.
永远不要把这个神所付的代价当成理所当然。
But John continues,
但是约翰继续说,
if we confess our sin,
使徒约翰说, 我们若认自己的罪,
he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins,
是信实的, 是公义的, 必要赦免我们的罪,
and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness,
洗净我们一切的不义。
The sin recorded against us is wiped out.
在那个写在记录下来的真的是与我们不利的这些所有的罪被已经被抹涂抹
We are clean.
我们被洗净
Not because of anything we do.
不是因为我们所做的任何事情
But because of the death.Of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
而是因为神的羔羊除去了世人的一切罪孽，因为他所做的。
But move from the temple.
让我们现在离开圣殿。
To a law court.
让我们进到一个法庭。
Paul is a Roman.
保罗是罗马人。
He understands how a Roman court works.
他了解这个罗马的法庭是如何运作的。
And so he says this in Romans 8.
所以他在罗马书八章三十四。三到三十四节说
Who shall bring any charge against God's elect?
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢
It is God who justifies.
有神称他们为义了
Who can condemn us?
谁能定我们的罪呢
It is Christ Jesus who died.
有基督耶稣已经死了
Who was raised.
而且从死里复活
And who is at the right hand of God interceding for us.
现今在神的右边也替我们祈求
The language of justification.
所以这个辩护的这个辩护的语言
means that someone is guilty.
它意味的就是说有人他确实是有罪
But a judge has declared them not guilty.
但是法官却宣称他无罪。
It means we deserve punishment.
本来是意味着我们本来是应该被惩罚的。
But someone else has taken that punishment.
但是另外一个人为我们受了这个惩罚。
And because of that, we are counted not guilty.
因为如此，所以我们就被算为无罪。
Paul says Jesus is at the right hand of God.
保罗说耶稣在神的右边。
Saying,
在那里
They are not guilty.
说他们没有罪
You are not guilty.
你们也没有罪
Because Jesus says, I took their place.
因为耶稣说，因为我已经代替了他们的位置
16th century.
在十六世纪的时候
1500 years after Paul writes those words.
在保罗写完这些信大概1500年之后
Martin Luther is a Roman Catholic monk.
马丁路德是罗马天主教的一位修士。
He is seeking for peace with God.
他在寻求和神之间的这种平和平。
He knows he is guilty.
他知道他是违背了神的律法。
He goes on long fast that almost destroys his health.
他会进食很久，以至于他的健康受损。
He tells about laying awake through the night, night after night, feeling the guilt of his sin.
然后他就整夜的睡不着觉，就能感受到他的愧疚。
He knows he has broken God's law and there is nothing he can do to make it right.
他知道他违背了神的律法，他不管做什么都没有办法让这些事情变得对。
He goes to Rome.
然后他会去罗马。
There is a tradition that if you climb the steps to the Lateran Palace on your knees.
他那边有一个传统，就是说如果你去那个布兰特宫的那个宫殿外边有一些那个梯子，如果你用你的膝盖这样走上去。
And you pray on each of those steps.
然后每一个台阶你都在那里祷告。
That when you reach the top, you will be forgiven.
当你到了这个楼梯的最这个梯子的最上边的时候，你的罪就会被赦免。
Martin Luther painfully goes up those stone steps on his knees.
然后马丁路德真的就是用膝盖这样一级一级的在这个石头的这个梯子上往上走。
Every step,
每一个梯子上
he prays for forgiveness.
他就真的是祷告寻求神的赦免
But when he reaches the top,
但是当他到了最上面的时候
he says,
他说
Is it true?
是 真是这样的吗
Who knows?
谁知道
He goes back home
然后他又回家了
He's in despair
他真的是在绝望当中
But he begins to read
然后他就开始读圣经
And he reads the words of Paul
然后他就读到保罗的这个书信
The justThe righteous will live by faith.
保罗在上面写说，义人必因信得生。
And suddenly he realizes.
在那一刻，他突然意识到。
It's not by crawling up to some shrine.
不是靠着去到那个圣地的去爬。
It's not through all of our effort.
不是通过我们自己的努力。
Ladies, it's not even by being baptized.
甚至不是靠着我们的洗礼。
It is by faith in Christ alone.
而是完全的靠着在主耶稣基督里的信心，单单的 在主耶稣基督
里。That we are declared.
我们被神宣称。
Not guilty.
我们被神宣称我们是无罪的。
When Paul wrote those words.
当保罗写下这些字句的时候。
They were very personal to him.
对保罗来讲，那个是非常个人的。
Because he could remember when he had tried to keep the law in his own power.
因为保罗他能够记住，他当时想要靠自己的努力来遵守律法。
He says, "I was a Hebrew of the Hebrews."
他说我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
I was a Pharisee.
我是法利赛人。
I did everything right.
我每件事情都做得很正确，都遵守律法。
But he also said.
然后他又说，但他还是说。
I knew I had sinned.
但是我知道我犯过罪。
I knew in spite of all my efforts.
不管说我如何的努力。
I had broken God's law and I deserve to be declared guilty.
我真的是违背了神的律法，我真的是配得说被神称为有罪。
But one day he meets Christ.
但是有一天他和神耶稣相遇。
And he is declared not guilty.
他被神宣称他无罪。
Not because of anything he's done,
不是因为他所做的任何事情
but because through Christ,
而是因为因借着耶稣
he is declared not guilty.
他被宣称为无罪，被宣告无罪。
This morning as you're baptized,
在今天早晨你们几位要受洗
through faith in Christ,
因着在基督耶稣里的信心
you are pardoned.
你的罪被赦免
you're counted.Not guilty.
你被算为无罪。
Not because you've done enough.
不是因为你做得足够好。
But because Jesus died in your place.
而是因为耶稣替你而死。
And the Father says.
然后这个父神说。
You are not guilty.
你无罪。
But let me move from the temple.
让我们现在离开这个圣殿。
From the law court.
离开这个法庭。
And go to a slave market.
让我们现在去到这个奴隶交易市场。
A place where men and women are sold as property.
在那边那个人呢就被当成这种财物一样被卖。
Paul says in Romans 6.
保罗在罗马书第六章说道。
Whoever you serve.
不管说你服侍的是谁。
You are their slave.
你服侍谁，你就做谁的奴仆。
If you serve sin, he says, you are a slave to Satan.
如果你做罪的奴仆，你就是撒旦的奴仆。
You and I,
你和我
Paul says,
保罗说
we're slaves.
我们是奴隶。
We belonged in the marketplace.
我们本来是应该是在这个奴隶市场。
We were up for sale.
我们本来是应该是要被卖的。
Now some of you think, wait a minute, that's not right.
然后你就说等一下，你说的好像不太对。
I'm free.
我是自由人。
I'm strong.
我很强壮。
Yes, I have some bad habits.
也许我有一些不好的习惯。
But I can break them if I want to.
但是我想停，我就可以停下来。
Don't tell me I'm a slave to sin.
别给我说我是对罪的奴仆。
I taught in a Bible college for 30 years.
我在那个圣经学院教书教了30年。
And over and over, I talk to young men.
但是一次又一次的，我跟这个年轻人之间，我们会有一些对话。
Who finally would admit in tears?
他们最终他们会带着眼泪承认说
，I'm addicted to pornography.
他说我对这个黄色的这个录像这些东西上瘾。
I'm a slave.
我是一个奴隶。
And I have tried over and over to break it.
我一次又一次的想要戒掉这个瘾。
But I can't.
但是我却没办法。
Paul says,
保罗说,
that Christ walked into that slave market.
耶稣进到这个奴隶市场，奴隶买卖市场。
Galatians 3,
Christ
redeemed us.
说耶稣救赎了我们，赎回了我们。
让
我们把我们从罪律法的诅咒之下救出来。
We could not free ourselves.
我们没有办法自己让自己自由。
Whatever sins you are enslaved to,
不管你是被什么样的罪所辖制
it doesn't matter how many times you make a New Year's resolution,
不管说你有多少的新年立志
it doesn't matter how many times you determine I'll never do it again,
不管多少次你下决心说我再也不会这样做了
and to be honest with you,
就是很坦白的跟你讲
it doesn't matter how many times you are baptized,
也不管说你受洗多少次
It is only The power of Jesus Christ that redeems us.
只有主耶稣基督的这种救赎的能力，把我们从这个奴隶市场可以买赎回来。
Peter looks at the slave market.
彼得看的这个奴隶交易市场。
And he says,
然后他说
，You were ransomed.
你们被赎回。
Not with silver or gold.
不是凭着能坏的金银等物。
But with the precious blood.Of Christ.
乃是凭着基督的宝血。
We are ransomed.
我们被救赎，被赎回。
We are redeemed.
我们是得救了。
There's a wonderful translation of the Bible in West Africa.
在那个西非呢，有一个很好的一个对圣经的翻译。
The translator was trying to translate that verse from Peter. You are redeemed. You are ransomed.
翻译的这个人呢，他想要翻译就是彼得前书这句话，说你们得赎了。
He couldn't find a word.
但是他没有办法找到一个在那个当地的语言里边的词。
Finally, he found the right word.
最终呢，他找到了这个合适的词。
And if you were to read that Bible from Ghana today, this is what it says.
如果你今天去读加纳的这本圣经，你要读到的是什么？这句话怎么说的呢
？Christ took your neck out of Satan's collar.
他就说耶稣把你从就是撒旦放在你脖子上的枷锁给打断了给扑
You see the African people helping him told him this story
这个就在当地的这个加拿大人呢就告诉他这个故事对他的翻译是有帮助的
200 years ago
他说200年前
Slave traders would come to our country
说奴隶贩子会到我们国家来
They would travel far inland and capture a group of slaves
他们会到内地就是那个然后就去抓人去做奴隶
And they would march them to the coast to be shipped to the Americas
他们就把这些人呢就把他们带到这个岸边就是这个海边让他们坐船然后把他们卖到美国
But as they were traveling across the land
当他们整个经过这个陆地的时候
The traders needed to make sure they couldn't escape
然后这个奴隶贩子就是要确定说这些被抓的人不会逃跑
And so they would put an iron collar around the neck of each slave
所以他们就用那个铁的枷锁放在这些被抓的这些人的脖子上
Chain them together
然后把他们用那个锁链把他们连在一起然后把他们让他们行
And walk them for miles and miles to the coastline.
然后他们要走很远的路，走好多的路到那个岸边。
But they said sometimes.
但是说有的时候
，a wealthy family member
有一个家里边这个有财富的家庭
would gather up enough money.
他们会得就是收集到足够的钱
would chase them down.
然后就会去跟着这个奴隶贩子去
and say I want to buy that one back.
他说我想把那个人给赎回来
I want to give him freedom.
我想让他自由。
And when the slave was bought,
当这个奴隶他被买回来之后
the trader would cut the iron collar off.
然后这个奴隶贩子就会把这个奴隶的这个脖子上的个枷锁打断
and free that slave.
让这个被抓的人这个奴隶呢得到自由。
In this African language,
所以在这个西非的语言里边
Peter says this,
保罗彼得这样说
You and I,
你和我
We're in Satan's iron collar.
我们都在撒旦的这个铁的枷锁之下。
We were slaves, and there was nothing we could do.
我们都是奴隶。
To escape.
我们没有任何办法可以逃脱。
But Christ came.
但是基督来了。
He redeemed us.
他救赎了我们。
He freed us from Satan's collar.
他让我们从撒旦的这个枷锁之下可以得自由。
And we are no longer slaves.
我们不再是奴隶。
But I'm a teacher.
但是我是老师。
So I want to move from the slave market.
所以我们现在从这个奴隶市场。
To the classroom.
到这个教室。
First Peter.
彼得前书说。
He says this.
彼得前书说。
For to this you have been called.
Sure.
Verse 21.
Okay. Sorry. First Peter. Which chapter?
Chapter 2.
Okay.
For to this you have been called.
你们是verse 9?
Verse 21.
Okay. 你们蒙召原是为此。
Because Christ also suffered for you.
因基督也为你们受过苦。
Leaving you an example that you might follow in his steps.
给你们留下榜样叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
He says Christ came.
他说耶稣来到我们中间
as an example,
作为一个榜样
to teach you this is how you should walk,
教导我们就是说我们应该怎么样来来过生活
You see, the atonement says we have been forgiven.
这个赎罪说我们已经救赎说我们已经被
赦免 We have been freed from our past.
我们已经从我们的过去被得到赦免
We have been counted not guilty.
我们已经被算为无罪
And that's a wonderful, wonderful message.
但是那是一个非常好的信息。
But it's not the whole message of Scripture.
但是这个还不是我们经文中所圣经中所有的信息。
Peter says, "Not only have you been forgiven of your past."
彼得说，你们不但是从你们的过去被赦免。
But because of the atonement.
而是因为这个赦免。
You now have the power to follow Christ's example in your daily life.
你现在就有这个能力，可以在你每日的生活中去跟随主耶稣的榜样。
He gave you an example of how to live.
他给了你这样一个榜样，让你知道每在每天的生活中如何生
活。And he gives you the power.
他也赐给你能力
to live that way.
让你能够那样生活。
Not because you try really hard.
不是因为你非常的努力。
But because the Holy Spirit gives you the power,
而是因为圣灵给了你这个能力，让你能够跟随这个榜样。
Because Christ died,
因为耶稣为我们而死。
You have power to live a life of victory, day by day.
你现在就有这个能够过每天得胜的生活的能力。
Today you're baptized.
今天你们要受洗了。
I hope it's very exciting.
我希望这个对你们来讲是很令人很激动的。
But I have to tell you, tomorrow you're going to face temptation.
但是明天呢，你就会面临试探。
Everybody here is going to face temptation.
我们每一个人在这里，明天我们都会面临试探。
You're going to be tempted.
你就会被诱惑。
To harsh words.
比如说，你很想讲这个很刻薄的话。
Hateful attitudes.
或者是一个很不好的态度。
Gossip.
或者是讲别人的闲话。
All the temptations that come into our life.
所有的这些在我们生活中的这些试探。
And there are some television evangelists who will say to you.
然后电视上的所谓的一些布道家会这样说。
Well, there's nothing you can do about it.
你什么也做不了。
We're all just sinners saved by faith.
我们都是靠着信心被得救的得救的罪人。
So just go ahead and do it.
所以你就这样做吧。
And say, God, I'm sorry.
对神说神啊对不起
You were strong enough to forgive me and I thank you for that
你很强壮你可以赦免我所以我为这个感谢你
But God
但是神呢
You're not strong enough
但是你没有说那么有力
To change how I live
你没有那么有力可以改变我的生活方式
Paul doesn't say that
保罗不是这样说的
Paul says this
保罗是这样说
1 Corinthians chapter 6
他在哥林多前书第六章这样说
He gives a whole list of sins
他保罗给了我们这个列出来所有的罪
Sexual immorality
比如讲到淫乱
Adultery
讲到这个这个就是淫乱
Stealing
然后偷窃
Greediness
还有这个贪婪
And he says to these people in Corinth
他对这个哥林多教会的人说
And this is what some of you were
你们中间从前有些人也是这样。
But then listen to what he says.
然后听他后来怎么说。
You have been washed.
但是你们已经被洗净。
You have been made holy.
你们已经成圣。
You have been justified.
你们已经被称义。
And so he says,
然后保罗说，现在。
You have the power to live differently than you used to live.
你现在就有这个能力去过和以前不一样的生活。
Peter says,
彼得说
，Because Christ died,
因为耶稣为我们死
，You now can follow the example of His steps.
你们现在可以跟随他的脚踪行。
Peter doesn't say,
彼得没有说
，There's nothing you can do about it.
你什么也做不了。
He says,
他说
，Christ gave you an example.
耶稣给你留下榜样。
And tomorrow, when you face that temptation,
所以当你明天面对那个试探的时候
，you can say,
你可以说
，I am a new creature.
我是一个新，我是新造的人。
And today,
今天
，I can have victory.
我今天可以得胜。
Over sin.
我今天可以对罪得胜，对试探得胜。
Yesterday morning, I had breakfast with a former student.
昨天早晨，我跟我以前的一个学生一起吃早餐。
He's very excited.
他很激动。
Tuesday, he's going to get a badge for being sober for 1 year.
哦，到星期二为止，他就是会有一个好像一个奖章似的，说他这一年都没喝酒，都头脑清醒。
But every week,
但是每个星期
，I meet with him.
我每个星期都跟他见面。
When I'm gone, I send him a text.
然后如果我要是不在家，我就给他发短信。
And I'll say something like this.
我就会给短信上会这么写。
Do you think you can stay sober the rest of your life?
你可以觉得你这个余生你都可以不喝酒吗？头脑清醒。
And he always says, no.
他总是说不行。
It's impossible.
不可能的。
And then I say, do you think you can stay sober today?
我就问他说，但是你觉得你今天是不是可以不喝酒，头脑清醒？
He says, yeah.
他说今天可以。
Yesterday we visited.
昨天我们一起见面。
We got ready to leave, and I said, you're 3 days.From 1 year, can you make it?
我说你看看，你现在离你就是说一年不喝酒的目标只差三天了。
He said, "Yeah, I can make it 3 days."
他说我可以，你这三天可以保证你不喝酒吗？他说三天我可以。
And then I said, and he knew I wasn't really joking.
他然后我又说他知道我不是在开玩笑。
If you go out Tuesday to celebrate and have a drink, I'm gonna come kill you.
那如果到下星期二你又出去庆祝，你没喝酒又开始喝酒，然后我就。要给你点颜色看看。
You see, this week you're going to face temptation.
所以这个星期呢，你会面对试探。
You who are being baptized are.
你们要受洗的姐妹们。
And you who were baptized so long ago you can't remember when it was.
然后你们好多人都已经受洗很久，都记不清自己的洗礼是怎么样的。
Even we old people are going to face temptation.
就算是我们年纪大了，也会面对试探。
And here's what you have to do.
你要做的是什么
？Can I today?
我就问我今天我能不能
through the power of the Holy Spirit in my life
因着圣灵在我生命中的能力
can I say no to this temptation that I'm facing right now
我可不可以对我现在所面临的这个试探诱惑说不
I'm not going to worry about a year from now
我不会去
担心 I'm not going to worry about the rest of my life but today
我也不担心我的余生而是说今天
Through God's Spirit in my life, can I live a life of victory today?
就是靠着神在我生命中的能力，我今天可不可以过一个得胜的生活？
Paul says, "Yes, you can."
你可以。
Peter says, "Yes, you can."
彼得也说你可以。
They say Christ came not just to give you forgiveness.
他们说耶稣来不单单是给你赦免，
but to give you the power to follow His example.
而且给你能力，让你能跟随他的榜样。
Here is the good news of the atonement.
这个是赦罪的，这个赎罪的这个好消息。
Because of Jesus.
因为耶稣。
You don't have to lie.
你不需要再去继续撒谎。
You don't have to cheat and steal at your job.
你不在你的工作中就是撒谎欺骗。
As hard as it is to believe, you don't even have to gossip.
就算难以置信的是，你甚至可以不去讲闲话。
You can have victory day by day.
你可以靠着耶稣每一天，你这样子可以有得胜。
You can be like Jesus day by day.
可以每一天，你可以像耶稣。
Through Christ.
靠着基督。
But let me show you one more group of pictures.
然后我再给大家进到另外看另外一个图片。
Writers talk to us about the temple.
他们过去的这个历史学家会我们讲这个，我们讲过了这个圣殿，讲过了这个法庭。
About Christ's example.
我们讲到耶稣的榜样。
And then one of the ones that seems to be the hardest.
那个最难的一个例子就是。
They talk to us.
他们给我们说
about reconciliation
讲到和好
peace
讲到这个和平安
peace with God
和神之间的平安
peace with each other
我们彼此人和人之间的这种和平
listen to Paul Colossians chapter 1
我们听保罗在哥罗西书一章所写的
and you who once were alienated
你们从前与神隔绝
that means you who were enemies of God
那意味着你跟从前你跟神是敌人
hostile in your mind
心里与神与他为敌
doing evil deeds
你因着恶行
he has now reconciled
现在呢神叫你们和他和好
In his body by his death
靠着基督耶稣的肉身受死，叫你们。
Paul says,
保罗说
，Through the cross,
靠因着这个十字架
，We who were sinners,
我们本来是罪人，我们罪人
，have been reconciled to a holy God,
我们跟一位圣洁的神重新和好。
We were, Paul says, we were God's enemies.
保罗说我们是神的仇敌。
Our sin had divided us from him.
我们的罪让我们跟神隔绝。
And it was all our fault.
都是我们自己的错，没有办法推给别人。
Some of you will understand this.
有些人，我们中间可能有些会了解这个。
You have wronged someone.
你真的是对别人做了一些不应该做的事情。
And they are angry with you.
他们，你亏待了什么人？他们对你很生气。
And you know it's your fault.
你也知道是你的错。
It was your words.
是你的话语。
It was your actions.
是你的行为。
And you can't quite bring yourself to reconciliation.
但是你也没有办法让自己到这个人面前，你跟他和好。
You don't know how they'll react.
你不知道对方会怎么样反应。
You don't know what they will say.
你不知道周围人会怎么讲。
But imagine.
但是想象一下。
If you're there.
如果你在那儿。
And they walk up to you.
然后这个被亏待的人到你面前。
And they stick out their hand.
他们把手伸出来。
And they say.
然后他们说。
Whatever has happened in the past.
不管过去发生了什么事。
Is gone.
都过去了。
I want to be reconciled.
我想跟你和好。
And now you are free.
现在你就自由了。
Now that wall is broken down.
现在你们中间这个墙呢，就坍塌了。
Paul says.
保罗说。
We were enemies of God.
我们本来是神的敌人。
But he reconciled us to himself.
但是神让我们和他自己和好。
We were enemies of each other.
我们本身彼此也是为敌。
Broken relationships.
破碎的关系。
Broken families.
破碎的家庭。
Broken marriages.
破碎的婚姻。
Broken friendships.
破碎的友情。
God stepped into our world.
但是神来到我们这个世间。
So that those broken relationships can be mended.
所以这些破碎的关系可以重新被弥补。
Because at the root of all of those.
因为在这个所有的破碎关系的这个根源就是。
Is our broken relationship with God.
是我们跟神之间关系的破碎。
Paul says.
保罗说。
When this is reconciled.
当你这个竖向的这个。
We can begin to reconcile the relationships in our world.
跟神的关系和好之后，我们也可以跟人的关系和好。
My phone number is on the door back there.
在那个外边的门上面贴着我的电话号码。
And so sometimes I get strange phone calls.
所以有的时候呢，我会收到一些很奇怪的电话。
Sometimes from someone who just saw a church and needed help, and so they call the number that they see on the door.
所以有些人就是说，他觉得他看到一个教会，他们觉得他们想要一些帮助，他们就照着那个电话号码这样打下来。
I was in Canada this week, and I get a phone call.
我这个上个星期在加拿大突然收到一个电话。
So yesterday afternoon, I had coffee with a man. He's not here this morning.
然后昨天下午我就跟一个人一起喝咖啡，他今天不在这儿。
He said, I need help.
他说我需要帮助。
Last week, his wife, after 17 years, walked away.
就是上个星期呢，他的太太，就是结婚17年的太太就离开他了。
Two children.
两个孩子。
He says, I don't know what to do.
他说我不知道该怎么办。
I didn't expect it.
我根本没想到会有这种事情发生。
What do I do?
那我怎么办呢？
We sat in a coffee shop talking.
我们就在这个咖啡店里面在那里聊。
And as he told me his story.
然后他就告诉我他的故事。
I said, I don't have any three easy steps.
他说我没有说三步简单的这个过程。
I could tell he was disappointed.
我看到他，看出来他很失望。
Apparently, if your phone number is on a church door, you're supposed to have three easy steps for every problem.
如果你的电话号码在教会的门上，那你应该对所有的问题都有三步简单易行的实行方案。
We need to change that sign to say he doesn't have any easy steps.
我们应该在旁边写上，他可没有简单的答案。
But I said to him.
然后我对他说。
Let me tell you the first step.
我告诉你，第一步是。
First,
第一,
you need to be reconciled with God.
你首先要跟神和好。
Because your relationship that you've just described, your broken relationship with your wife,
因为你刚刚描述的你跟你太太之间这种关系的破碎。
Your broken relationship with your two teenage children,
你跟你两个青少年的孩子关系的破碎。
Your broken relationship with your parents and your extended family, he told me about.
然后你跟你的这个父母和你的亲戚之间那种破碎的关系。
All of that is broken partly.
之所以他们会破碎的部分原因是由于
because of a broken relationship with God.
是因为你跟神之间关系的破碎。
And there is nothing you can do to mend that.
你没有任何办法来弥补你跟神之间的关系。
But
但是
He has stepped into our world.
神进入到来到我们这个世间。
And he wants to mend that relationship.
他想要修补这种关系。
What I want to say to you this morning.
我今天早晨想要对大家讲的是
baptism.
受洗。
Being forgiven.
被赦免。
Is far more than just a routine.
不单单就是好像是一个程序，就是一个形式而已。
This week,
这个星期,
I hope you'll tell a neighbor, family member, a coworker.
你告诉你的邻居，告诉你的同事，告诉你的家人。
I've become a Christian.
告诉他们说，我现在是基督徒了。
And Sunday I was baptized.
星期天我受洗了。
And maybe they will say to you.
他们或许会对你说。
So what's that mean?
那什么意思呢？
What happened?
到底发生了什么呢？
Please, please, please don't say this.
请你不要这样说。
Well, I went up front.
我来到教会前面。
They sprinkled some water on me.
然后他们就在我头上撒了一些水。
And they gave me a certificate.
然后他们给了我一个证书，然后还有一本圣经。
That's all.
那就是发生了一切。
Please don't say that.
你可千万别那么说。
Tell them something like this.
告诉他们这样的一些事。
I was guilty of sin.
我本来是有罪的。
I had broken God's law.
我违背了神的律法。
God declared me not guilty.
但是神宣称我无罪。
Jesus paid the price so that I could be called not guilty.
耶稣为我付了代价，所以我可以被宣称无罪。
Tell them.
告诉他们。
I was a prisoner to sin.
我是罪的奴，罪的囚犯。
I could not break the chains of my past.
我没有办法把我的这个锁链给挣断
bad habits,
坏的习惯
resentment, unforgiveness,
或者是怨恨，或者是不饶恕
all of that,
所有
held me in chains,
所有这些把我捆绑起来
but God broke the chains,
但是神把这个锁链给斩断
and he has delivered me,
他拯救了我
tell them,
告诉他们这些
I was an enemy of God.
我是神的敌人。
I was living in rebellion against the Creator.
我真的是活在一个对这个创造主的这种悖逆之中。
But he has reconciled me.
但是他让我跟他和好。
And now,
然后现在,
I live in peace.
我活在这个平安和平之中。
And because of that,
因为如此,
my whole life is changed.
我整个生命都被改变。
It's far more than a ceremony.
不单单远远不是说只是一个形式
It is a change of everything about us.
是我们在里边一个彻头彻尾的改变
You are made new creatures.
你现在成为一个新造的人
Because of that, every one of us can live lives of joyful victory.
因为如此，所以我们每一个人可以过一个喜乐的得胜的生活
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告
Dear God, thank you for what you did for us.
亲爱的主，我们为你所为我们所做的感谢。
There was no way we could come to you.
我们没有任何办法可以来到你面前。
There was nothing we could do to deserve salvation.
我们没有能够做任何来配得这个救恩。
But you have saved us.
但是你拯救了我们。
You have delivered us from our past.
你把我们从我们的过去拯救出来。
You have made us new creatures.
你让我们成为新造的人。
I thank you for these three ladies who are here to be baptized.
要为这三位要受洗的姐妹感谢你。
This morning, would you help them to see?
求你今天早晨帮助他们真正明白。
And would you remind all of us?
也求你真的提醒我们每个人。
Of the incredible change that you have made in our lives.
就是你在我们生命中所带来的这个巨大的改变。
And help us this week to live out that change.
也帮助我们在这个星期可以活出来这种改变。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.